B-Pod Studios.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo! This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
So, you two, after we went camping out at Carolyn's, went out to a softball game?
It was a celebrity game for the Charlotte Knights at BB&T Ballpark.
Who's the celebrities? Because it's surely not you.
As you can imagine, I sat there and tried to rank myself.
Right.
You know me.
Yeah. No, that's not all you did. Do you remember?
Well, can you stop eating for a second and be professional, please, Nicole?
I put my blackberries down. Do you remember when you went up to bat and they said your name and then you didn't like your crowd response? So you said, whoa!
I'm
Manny
going again.
From Kiss 95.1.
I heard that when I was at the karaoke bar, I had a bigger response to me being there versus you at a softball game.
Wow. Yeah.
I stepped out of the batter's box. Out of the batter's box.
And there was only four people.
That was rude.
No, that's okay.
Hey, so what happened?
Nothing. I mean, no, the crowd was just, you know what I mean? Like, the crowd's watching a celebrity softball game.
And then us show up.
Media.
A media softball game. That is the better term for the softball game. I kept calling it a celebrity softball game.
That's because that's what it was called. Media softball game.
Wait, so hang on. So Manny's the only one calling it a celebrity softball game?
Oh, you rank yourself as a celebrity, don't you, bud?
I feel like... I feel like at one point the email said something about a celebrity, like, hey, thanks for being part of the celebrity softball game, but maybe it was the media celebrity. I don't know. All I know is that it said, like, Jim Roberts from the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
From the Panthers. Was up now batting. I don't know the guy's name. Jim Robert from the Carolina Panthers. And I'm like,
Wasn't it like Rob Paul or something?
Maybe, but he's not a big guy, so he doesn't play. I'm like, oh my God. So mind you, I'm on the field thinking this is the celebrity softball game. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what, does this guy work in the media department and they invited him out here?
Oh, he wasn't a player?
No.
Because it's media softball game.
Oh, how embarrassing is that? You know what I'm saying?
And then every...
Anybody get a good response when they came out of the...
I mean, you know, QCB played.
Yeah.
Okay. We know Q. And then some people from WFNZ, a station that we used to own. But other than that, not really. I mean, John Arians, the weather guy from WSOC, he sang the national anthem, too.
Oh.
And was good.
I mean, that's kind of like if you're like, oh, I work for NASA. Really? What do you do? And you're like,
I'm in the cafeteria.
I'm the parking attendant.
Wilcox
was
there.
Don't take it away from him. He's still working for NASA.
Wilcox from Woody Ann.
Oh, Wilcox, yeah.
Yeah, Wilcox is a good guy. Anyway, so we were sitting there and we're playing. And Nicole, bless her heart, she's a really good athlete. Basketball is your number one sport, though, right?
Yeah. And just like walking into this, like, mind you, my family's in town. Like, Kylie's there. I'm like,
Kylie's
showing off. You're showing off.
Yeah, I'm like thinking that I'm going to be
really good at this.
Good. But out of all of the sports that I've played my entire life, I have never played softball. In fact, in middle school, the one time I tried to play softball, I broke my middle finger.
Oh.
So that was that. Never played again.
That's interesting because, you know, the stereotype.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, lesbians are supposed to be good at softball. I've never played.
You've let the entire lesbian community down on Saturday. So I'm playing catch with her. Like, you're supposed to warm up. You're supposed to warm up before the game. And I'm playing catch with her. And I'm like, she's just saying that she doesn't know how to do softball. Like, she's an athlete. She'll be fine. The ball kept falling out of the glove when we're just playing catch.
He's not lying. And everyone, like, when I showed up, because I showed up probably, like, 15 minutes after, like, everyone else did. Everyone's giving me a high five. Like, and I'm like... these people think I'm going to be good.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we got Nicole on our team.
And
we're going to win.
Yeah. And our coach was like, so you're third to bat. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
And he goes, I'm excited to have you. And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean?
Wait, third to bat. That means I'm gonna get the last strike and we're going to have to.
So if you're so bad, how did you get injured? Did they throw the ball at you and it hit you? Or
I'm glad you asked, Roy.
No.
So it's my first time up to bat. After, I think, striking my first two, I finally hit it. And it's not a bad hit.
It ain't good.
But it ain't bad.
Okay.
So I'm running, right? I'm running to first base. And there is no way that I'm going to get out on my first hit and I slide into first base.
Okay.
The only base that you're not supposed to slide into, by the way.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to slide, but I wasn't about to get out while my mom's watching me, Kylie's watching me, my aunt's there. I'm not about to get out on my first hit, so I slide, and it's safe, and it's great. And
I'm sending you guys a picture now.
I see it. I saw it this weekend.
And I'm thinking that I am hot, you know what?
Yeah.
And then I limp off, and the coach just goes, hey,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So you know, you run through first.
Yeah.
You don't slide.
You slide only, like, and people slide head first sometimes to reach, to beat the tag. Ben Williamson, who works for Channel 3 News, was the first baseman. And the picture, by the way, is I think we have it up at the MRL show on our Insta. You can go look. It's a good shot that they took of Nicole sliding.
It's an awesome picture. If you don't know
it's first.
Yeah.
But
you know what? You should flip the picture and say it's third.
Mm-hmm. I want to look at this photo. Now, I have, where is it at? I don't see it at the MRL show.
Because it hasn't been posted.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it's on my Facebook, but it's on the Charlotte Knights.
Okay. So, now, let me ask you this.
Be honest with me.
Were you just sliding to look cool?
No, I'm that competitive that I was not about to get out on my first hit.
Because with the photo I saw, I didn't think he was that close. I didn't think he was like going to...
Oh, he was. He had to jump over me.
Oh, really?
I mean, we all yelled. We were like, yay, Nicole, that's effort. That's what you do. Our coach was like, yes, that's how you do it. Meanwhile, she's got this huge bruise now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And is limping around. And they brought up a good point, Nicole. Whenever you and I get together, you always end up hurt.
It's about the size of a softball.
What are you doing?
She's pulling her pants down.
Why are you pulling your pants down?
Everyone gets naked in this studio.
Oh, it's on her butt.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Move your shirt.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's about the size of a softball. And it's got scratch. Like a
scratch, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the pebbles in the dirt, when you slide, you get scratched.
It looks like old Satan scratched
you. Let me just tell you, I have all new respect. Okay.
What were you going to say?
I got nothing to say.
You have a new respect for
baseball players.
For baseball players and lesbians, because now... And so I'm joining a softball league so I can get better because I don't like being bad at things.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, we had fun. So thank you to the Charlotte Knights. We're going to be out there doing the first pitch soon when the season starts here in a couple weeks.
All right.
We got invited to do that. So we'll get into that. Up next, though, you guys have to hear this. We all know Bridezilla's. Well, there's a new Bridezilla, and what she's doing to be garnishing the name Bridezilla, I think, is an all-time low.
Mm, okay.
All right? I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but we'll bring it up here in under 10 minutes.
Mamie, Roy, and Lorette.
Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.